This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the key differences between conservatives and liberals is that conservatives use words to inform people, while liberals use words to deceive. And one of the most deceptive terms that liberals have come up with since the election of Donald Trump is this phrase, white nationalist. Now, what they do is they conflate white nationalists to try to imply that it means white supremacists. And you'll hear many liberals and even in the media using these terms interchangeably, saying or implying that someone who loves America is a white supremacist. Well, that's insane. And of course, it's intellectually dishonest. You know, white supremacists are evil people who think that their race is vastly superior to everybody else. I mean, they're tied with Adolf Hitler and skinheads, and they hate black people and they hate Jews and, you know, just that whole realm. A white nationalist is simply a white person who's a patriot who loves their country and doesn't believe in globalism. Someone who wants to defend their country's borders. You know, this term nationalist is used as a racial slur these days, but it's actually something that almost all Americans believed in until recently. Everybody loved America. People came here from all over the world. That's why we've had so many immigrants over the years, because people wanted to be Americans. And they pledged allegiance to the flag. They understood the ideals of equal justice under the law and all these other ideals that America taught, but many of which have now been abandoned, sadly. But to love your country, according to the left-wing media, now makes you a racist-sounding person. And to say that you're white and love your country, that's a racial slur. No one says that black people who love America are somehow bad. No one runs around slurring them with the term black nationalist. You know, that sounds racist, and it is racist to judge people on the color of their skin and judge them negatively on the fact that they love their country. That's insane. So when you hear the term white nationalist, understand that every person saying that in the media is a liar and a racist and a dishonest person, that they are using words to misinform rather than to inform. And you see leftists using this same technique all the time. They'll put statistics out that talk about the number of school shootings. But they don't tell you that, well, those include events where somebody was in a school parking lot and a gun went off accidentally. It wasn't a mass shooting like you imagine. So they use the term school shootings, and they want you to think, you know, screaming children and 50 people killed, when it's actually one guy with a 22 in a baseball field on school property who's shooting tin cans on a Saturday afternoon, and the police came by and wrote him a ticket. They count that as a, quote, school shooting. So they lie. It's deceptive. They're deceptive about the word children. So when they want migrants or illegal aliens to come into the country, they call them children. Some of these children, so to speak, have been found to be 47 years old. You know, they call them children just to make you feel like, oh, you have to be compassionate, you have to let all the children in, because in your mind, you're thinking little kids. No, these are adults. They're just called children, but they're not really children. They lie with words. This is what leftists do all the time. Another great example of this is James Comey. Recently, he said that, no, we weren't spying on the Trump campaign. We weren't conducting spying. He says, we were only engaged in, quote, court-ordered surveillance. Well, wait a minute, let's break this down. Court-ordered surveillance. So what he's saying is that his agency went to the court with fraudulent claims that they fraudulently received a FISA warrant from the court by lying to the court. In other words, it's the FBI and people like James Comey who signed off on the FISA warrant application. So they were lying to the court, and then the court simply approved their request to spy on Trump campaign officials. In other words, it's people like James Comey that were demanding, they were petitioning the court to spy on Trump campaign officials. And then when the spying actually happened, James Comey says, no, it wasn't us. The court ordered us to do it. We were just following orders. That's what he's trying to say. That's his claim now. We were just following orders. But you see how dishonest they are? If you really pay attention to the language of leftists, they use language to deceive, where conservatives, like I said, use language to inform. You know, you look at Bernie Sanders and socialism and how they're always talking about equality. They want equality for everyone. This is what they say. But how does a government achieve equality for everyone, that is, equal outcomes? Well, the only way to do that is to have the government treat people unequally. You have to give more handouts to these people. You have to punish those other people because they're earning too much. You have to take money from them and give money to somebody else. So you have to treat people unequally in order to achieve equality. In other words, equality is unjust. It's unequal by definition. But you don't hear socialists like Bernie Sanders talking about that aspect of it. They just want to say, well, everybody can be equal. Everybody should be the same. No, it doesn't work that way. You hear the same twisted language in the transgenderism push, where they say men can be women and women can be men. And people say, I self-identify as a black transgender woman, you know, whatever they want to make up at the moment. And they say that they really are women, even though they're biological men. And this is why they want to compete on women's, you know, track teams and women's football teams in college, women's wrestling teams in high school, and so on. Because they're using word games to play with your mind. Just because a man pretends to be a woman doesn't make him a woman. Obviously, it's common sense. It's evident, and it's scientific reality, biological reality. But the left wants to play games with words and say, no, I self-identify as a woman. Well, you ask him, well, can a 50-year-old person self-identify as a 12-year-old? And you know, go back to the sixth grade or whatever grade they would be in and just go to public school. Maybe they want to hang out with little kids because they're pedos and perverts. Can a 50-year-old person do that? And they would tell you, well, no, of course not. You can't be trans age. You can't be whatever age you want to be. Oh, but you think you can be whatever gender you want to be. How is that any different? It's no different. If you're living in an imaginary world and using trickster language to try to deceive people, then I guess you could claim to be anything you want because your words don't mean anything. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Leftist words don't mean anything. The things they say have no meaning. Their ideas are empty and they have no basis in reality. They have no standing. So think about this the next time you hear liberals talking or you read articles they've written, see them on videos, note that they use language to deceive rather than to inform. Meanwhile, conservatives and libertarians tend to use language to try to inform. And that's one of the biggest differences between these two groups. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.